Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about the breakthroughs others have had and those that you can experience when you get intentional and take action.
And there's a quote attributed to Anonymous that says, "In order for you to have your breakthrough, you must first go through." And, you know, even just sharing that with all of you, I think about the breakthroughs that Tony and I have had over the years, the breakthrough that all of you have had, you know, breakthroughs that you guys have had over the years. And it really is about what you've gone through.
And the breakthroughs we're going to have, because we still got to go through stuff.
Absolutely. It's not like a one and done in this life. And, you know, for those of you that have been listening for a while, you know that at the start of the show, we generally start the show with a hug, right? Which is, you know, a story of somebody in the one family who's had breakthrough in their marriage. But drum roll, this is our 700th show.
700th episode,
right? We've been doing this show now for a little over 12 years. And if you haven't been around for 100th episode previously, you don't know this. If you have been around, and we know many of you have either listened to all the ones from the beginning or you've been around since the beginning. Every 100 shows, we do an episode that is all about hugs.
And if you wonder sometimes, Elisa uses show and episode interchangeably. It's a One Extraordinary Marriage, and I've told her this many a times, and it still irritates me. It's a one Extraordinary Marriage show, and this is an episode, but she uses it interchangeably. So this is the 700th episode of the One Extraordinary Marriage show.
Do you know why I think I do that? And this is just totally random. We'll get to the hugs in just a second. I think because what I prepare on a weekly basis, we call them show notes. We've always called them show notes.
Episode notes.
I always refer to them as doing the show notes. I never call them episode notes. Never have.
Okay.
700 episodes. Anyway, this is not about Tony and I.
This is us going to have our breakthrough.
This is not about Tony and I discussing the difference between the word episode and show. This is actually all about you guys.
That's
and
right.
What we're going to do in this 100th show, the 700th episode, is to share hugs literally from around the world, but also to talk about the breakthrough and just to help you see this. And the reason why we're doing it this a little different this time than we have in the past is because I think one of the things that we've seen after 700 episodes, and we've heard it from so many of you, is that you've heard yourself in somebody else's hug. You've heard your marriage mm-hmm. in somebody's hug, and you've heard their breakthrough. And so it's getting to this place of going, okay, well, if they can do it, and this is really what we want to share with you guys today, is if they can do it, why can't you?
That's right.
Right? Believe for that breakthrough. Take action like these couples have done to get their breakthrough, and then go through what you got to go through, like the quote said, to get your own breakthrough.
Yep. And this first one, a husband wrote in and shared, "We are so privileged to be part of the one family. First of all, thank you for your perseverance to get to episode 700. Those of us on the receiving end of your podcast don't see all the preparation, struggles, and hard work it takes to weekly do what you do at the high level you do it at. Second, it's your hearts that make your podcast so powerful. I love it when one of those 'I can't believe they just said that' moments happens during an episode. Having the courage to expose the cracks in the pillars of your relationship is so powerful and transformative for us, your listeners. Your vulnerability and honesty have been the example and springboard for us to personally ask our difficult questions and openly communicate to take our relationship to the next level. If the two of you can be so transparent in exposing yourselves in a public forum, we figured we could do it in our private life together. It's been a game changer for us. A vehicle will not run without fuel. My grandfather always used to say, it doesn't cost any more to always keep your tank full. He never let the fuel gauge get below half full. That's interesting. All right. Mm-hmm. He would add, why would you risk running out and getting stranded? Good advice. Wise advice. We now have taken this philosophy and applied it to our marriage. We all start out with our tanks topped off on the day we say I do. However, if we don't take the time and effort to continually stop and refuel our marriage love tank, we are going to stall and get stranded in life. OEM is now one of our preferred stations to fill up. Listening to you helps us to keep the motor running and the vehicle moving forward. Our pillars have never been stronger, and the intimacy lifestyle, well, let's just say it's added rocket fuel to our 40-year marriage. Thank you so much for your commitment to all of our marriages. We really love you guys.
Mm, 40 years.
That's so good.
Did you catch that their 40-year marriage has got some rocket fuel behind it? You know, it's one of those things where literally starting in episode 4, so 696 episodes ago, we made the declaration to each and every one of you that we would be open, honest, and transparent behind these microphones, that we would never get behind the microphones and pretend to be something that we aren't, to pretend that we were perfect, to act as if we all had it all figured out.
No, it may take us some time to get behind the microphones and go through it because, right, we're going through something. So our breakthrough, sometimes you guys are hearing the raw version, like we're going through it. And other times it's, we've gone through it and here's where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
And yet our desire and our mission here is to continue to be open, honest, and transparent with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know behind the words you're hearing, the voices that you get to listen to, something's going to happen in your marriage that's going to allow you to look at your own six pillars of intimacy and go, oh, wait a minute. I never thought about that in my marriage.
And, you know, we've had so many messages over the last 12 years that have had the same sentiment. Well, if Tony and Lisa can talk about it, why can't we?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is one of those, the podcast has really become a tool for so many of you that haven't known how to bring up a topic to your spouse, that have been like, all right, they talked about it. They kind of put this forward. What if we just listen to it and then we have a conversation? Or like this couple said, you know, if Tony and Lisa, if you guys can do it in a public forum, what can we do in our private lives? And that really, you know, we're so honored that the podcast has become, you know, for this couple, a preferred station, for many of you, a preferred tool in your marriages. Truly an honor. Truly an honor. Another hug that came in that said, and this came from a wife, said, I found the podcast by looking for something to listen to while working. We've had hundreds of emails that have started off like that over the last 12 years. She goes on to say, I became hooked. I read the six pillars of intimacy in one day, and we just had our first coffee break this past Saturday.
Right on.
I was shocked that my husband was on board. I can't believe how connected and on the same page I feel with my husband already. I was just currently jotting down on my calendar our date nights and everything else we discussed in the podcast and the book. I'm feeling super hopeful and excited. We will be married 14 years this September.
That's rad. I love it. You know, however you have found the podcast, be it searching, you know, maybe your favorite app, maybe you're just like searching on Google for marriage help or whatever it may be. It's truly amazing what's happened over the last 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of you guys, because you continue to open up and go, okay, well, let's just listen.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who've left reviews and ratings on the different platforms on your favorite podcast app, thank you. Because I really do believe, and Elise and I do believe, that those ratings and those reviews help others to go, this is for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, a lot of people, they want those reviews for themselves. The creator wants it because don't get me wrong. Elise and I love reading those. And yet we got to a place where we were like, this isn't about us. This isn't about Tony and Elisa. This is about the marriages that are getting transformed. And so when you leave that review, it's somebody like this going, I found it looking up something to listen while I work. It's like, oh my gosh, that review can have such an impact on another marriage. So thank you for those of you who have left those.
And you know, I love that she says it became hooked. That's another phrase we've often heard, you know, where people will binge, and a lot of you do. You've come and you've jumped right in. And those of you that have found us, you know, more recently, you sometimes look at all those podcasts and you're like, wow, there's a lot to start with. Yes. Yes, there are. There's a lot of topics that we've covered. There's practically nothing that we haven't covered over the last 12 years. And, you know, we don't take it lightly that you jump in and you gift us your time. As you're investing in your marriage, right? You gift us your time and listening, but ultimately the investment goes into your marriage, into getting into this place of what can I do and what can we do? And that's very much, you know, like this couple, you know, she read The Six Pillars of Intimacy in a Day, which makes my heart, just as an author, side note, totally makes me happy that the book is so readable that people will just finish it and be able to finish it in a day. Super excited about that.
And take action.
Take action.
That's our goal with it. And hey, if you haven't read The Six Pillars of Intimacy or listened to it, because it's now on Audible, you can get it in Apple, Google, wherever, because a lot of you are listeners, just like Elise and I. We love audiobooks. Go to sixpillarsofintimacy.com. Go pick it up in Audible, hardback, softback, whatever you want. Go grab it, Kindle. But go read it. Go listen to it. It'll be amazing what can happen in your marriage.
And I think the last thing, you know, just for this particular hug that really hit me was, you know, the fact that they just had their first coffee break and she was shocked that he was on board. And sometimes it's just that simple ask to your spouse. Hey, I heard about this. Can we try it? Hey, would you be willing to do this with me? And stepping out, right? I mean, that's a step of courage. That's a step of faith to ask that question in your marriage. But I love just hearing what's happened for them and how, you know, they're now jotting down date nights and other things that they're discussing from the book and the podcast. And here's a couple that's got a game plan. And ultimately, the Six Pillars of Intimacy was designed to be your framework, designed to equip you with that structure to be able to go, what are we going after? Right? How are we building each one of these pillars? How are we going after this in our marriage?
Yeah. Our next one. This couple wrote in together. We both came out of 32-year marriages that were not ideal in the area of intimacy. In our previous marriages, she was cheated on and emotionally abused, and he was told halfway through the marriage that he was not loved like a spouse. We both tried for years to make the broken marriages work, but were unable. After a divorce, we both ended up on eHarmony. Last April, we started chatting on the website and several weeks later met in person. We both agreed that we did not want to repeat our past and would do everything we could to prevent the same hurts from happening again. We prayed a lot, read several books, and found your podcast. We would listen to episodes separately and spend hours together discussing what we heard. It was refreshing and different for both of us to be so open and honest about sex, love, and marriage. We both feel that it is because of your podcast that we started our relationship out on a solid and honest foundation. On December 11th, 2021, we got married and are happier now than ever. Thank you for your honest and open discussions and challenges. We vow to work daily on our pillars. Oh, by the way, we think in our newlywed bliss, we have completed several 7-day challenges.
So that's the first of the we did it's in the hugs that we received.
Love it.
And super excited for this couple, right? You know, they both came out of difficult marriage situations. And, you know, we're always honored when those of you that are dating or engaged either actively go seeking the podcast or come upon the podcast and realize that, you know what, we want to set our marriage up on a solid foundation. These are conversations that if you've been married previously, when you hear Tony and I talk about things, you're like, oh my gosh, we never talked about that. Or if you're, you know, going into a first marriage and, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, but you're like, I didn't know married people were supposed to talk about those kinds of things, or that married people could talk about those kinds of things, you know? And so it becomes, again, we are so, just so honored that it doesn't matter what stage of life you're in as you're in marriage, right? Pre-marriage, been married for a really long time. Doesn't matter that you use this tool, right? And the resources that we have here at One Extraordinary Marriage. Like, can I just tell you, it's okay to add tools to your toolbox before you need them. Can I, Can I just encourage you that no matter where you are in this marriage life, that having more tools in your toolbox, this isn't a storage issue, right? Like, you're not going to run out of storage to have tools in your marriage toolbox. There will be times when you're like, oh, we actually do need that, right? Or that flashback where you're like, I feel like Tony and Lisa had a conversation about this, right? Did we listen to that on a podcast? The answer is likely yes. Let me tell you. 700 episodes, 12 plus years of podcast. The answer is probably yes. But getting into this place of, you know, deepening your emotional intimacy, your communication. Some of you would have never thought that you would be listening to a podcast with your spouse or listening to podcasts separately. And that would be the communication tool, right? Because you've heard us many times over the years where Tony's like, you know, communication strategies when we got married were sit across the table from each other, stare into each other's eyes and talk. But instead, you guys are rewriting the rules on the tools that you have in your toolbox and how you're getting your breakthrough. And that's why the podcast has been so instrumental, whether you are long distance military couple dealing with deployments or just simply working away from home. Mm-hmm. The podcast has really become that tool. Now, we've got a couple more hugs that we're going to share after this break as we just continue to talk about different ways that each one of you have been getting breakthrough and how you can believe for your breakthrough.
Stress, hormone changes, and lack of sleep can impact your skin, causing issues like dryness, dark spots, and acne. I know the closer I get to 50, the more aware I become of this. OneSkin, today's sponsor, offers a simple skincare routine to address these concerns at a cellular level. OneSkin has developed a proprietary peptide called OS1 that's scientifically validated to improve the health of your skin beneath the surface without irritation or a complicated multi-step routine. I use the OS1 face topical supplement on my face and neck, which often needs a little extra care with age. Additionally, the OS1 eye supplement helps keep the under eye area fresh, even on little sleep. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We're back, and we're sharing stories of breakthroughs to raise your level of belief in what's possible in your marriage. Now, this one comes from a wife, and she says, my husband and I started listening to your podcast in September. We completed our first 7 days of sex challenge in October, and just completed a second one the beginning of April while I was 36 weeks pregnant.
Holy cow, a double we did it.
Not only a double we did it, she's pregnant. She was pregnant the whole time. Both challenges.
Oh, yeah.
She was pregnant.
Early and then later. Wow. Holy cow.
We know that after baby is born, sexual intimacy will be tough for a while, so we wanted to make the most of it while we could. Since starting your podcast, we have become more intentional with all six pillars. We even started a weekly devotion and began praying out loud with one another.
Mm.
Thank you for what you do. It is truly life-changing.
And for those of you who don't know, if you're new, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here. And you probably heard us say something about a we did it. What the heck's a we did it? A we did it is whenever you complete a sex challenge, whatever that may be for you. Now, we are the authors of the 7-Day Sex Challenge, which you can get on Amazon. You can go 7daysofsex.com. You can pick it up. I'll put it here in the episode notes. But no matter if you do 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, 30, 60, whatever you complete, which is what you two determine, send us a hug.
Mm-hmm.
We love reading those we did it, because it's just you putting a stamp in your sexual intimacy pillar.
100%.
It's one area. And I will tell you, even though we call it a sex challenge, those other pillars do get impacted. Anybody who has done a challenge will tell you their emotional intimacy most likely is strengthened.
Mm-hmm.
Their spiritual intimacy most likely is strengthened. Recreational, physical intimacy pillars strengthened. So it's not just about the sex. For those of you who are like, is it just about sex? No. Elise and I have done 14 or 15. teen sex challenges. I can't remember right now. I'm trying to think back. I know 1 year we did two. We did our 60. We've done numerous sevens and 30s. So each one is different. But if you do want to do a sex challenge, go get our book, 7daysofsex.com.
Absolutely. And you know what I think is super special about this couple is that, you know, we hear a lot of times from folks who feel like whatever season they're in, life is too busy. Mm-hmm. They've got too many things on their plate to be intentional about their marriage right now. And what I'll say to that is, you know, Tony and I did our 60-day sex challenge when our kids were 2 and 5. You will always be too busy unless, as we covered, I think it was last week's show, unless you're retired and you've cleared a lot of stuff off your calendar. But for the most part, there are always things pulling on your time. There will always be other things vying for your attention. And mm-hmm. it can be easy to put your marriage, you know, a little farther down on the totem pole. I mean, guys, they just did a sex challenge 36 weeks pregnant. We've got friends that are literally going to have twins this upcoming week at 38. Like they're still doing stuff, but good grief, 36 weeks pregnant, that is not a small baby belly, right? You got to get creative with that. You've got to be intentional. And I love the fact that, you know, these couple, and this is so important, this couple hasn't just been intentional about their sexual intimacy, but also their spiritual intimacy, right? They've started devotion together. They've started praying out loud for one another. Things are shifting in this marriage. And here's what's so beautiful about this. They're about to have a baby. And wow, it hits me every time I talk about kids and marriage, because we have been blessed over the years to hear about so many couples whose kids recognize that things changed for mom and dad, that mom and dad got intentional mm-hmm. about their marriage. The show has been around for so long, you guys, that there are kids that are getting married that, like, they grew up knowing that their parents listened to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, and now they're listening to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. This baby is being born into a couple who made a commitment to their marriage before this child ever was born. And that's going to change everything. And for those of you that have kids, it's not too late.
Nope.
You can still get intentional about your marriage. Doesn't matter how old your kids are. Just do it. Well, it's a little Nike action mm-hmm. here coming out of this hug. But focus on the six pillars. Use them.
Yeah.
Right? Be intentional about it.
Yeah. This next one, I think, is that transition. Mm-hmm. Right? Because in marriage, like the quote said, you have to go through to get that breakthrough. And in marriage, over different seasons, years, things can go up and down. Mm-hmm. And this one goes, been listening for 3.5 years now. Was really on fire at first, implementing all the teachings. Over the past couple of years, with all the changes, we have fallen off the wagon. Lately, we have been taking baby steps to get back to where we once were. My husband definitely sees a change in my mood when I make it a priority to be intentional about listening to the podcast. He will say, I'm glad you took time to listen to it. Proud of you for taking time for yourself. Sometimes difficult with 7 kids. Thank you guys for always being there for me. Even though you don't realize the big impact you have had on our marriage, I'm grateful for you guys on a daily basis. Mm. And I love this one. I do. Because this is real life. Mm-hmm. This is the stuff we all go through. These are the things that we don't want to go through, or nor do we want to hear, because social media, movies, shows make it all look so easy. And so when we go through our own tough times, it's hard for us to realize that there are going to be good times ahead. Mm-hmm. And so I love the transparency of this wife to go, you know what? We were on fire. Mm-hmm. Owning up to it. Yeah, we were on fire. It sort of taken up, you know, it got pushed to the side over the last couple of years. And yet we're getting back on. I'm getting back on. I'm going to take those baby steps. Mm-hmm. And I love it, because I think over the years, Elisa and I have been there ourselves. And I think there are still times when we were sharing, you know, the end of last year, really not doing our own coffee break and really going, no, we need to commit ourselves to doing that again. And this year has been amazing. Like, we fell off doing what we say to do and have been doing, because life kind of got in the way and got focus on other things. And so we had to refocus. So I love it.
Well, and you know, again, if you didn't catch the fact that she made the comment lately, we've been taking baby steps to get back to where we once were. It's the reason I talked about baby steps in the Six Pillars of Intimacy book. It's the reason my coaching clients hear me talk about baby steps on, you know, a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Why? Because we don't just, you know, get on fire and then fall off and then cross the finish line, right? You've got to start taking the little steps to get back to where you were. And it's so important to do that.
Can I say, you say that, it just reminds me of back in the day, for those of you who used to listen when I was doing my crazy double centuries, which is riding 200 miles in a day. I did that a lot.
Those were the early years of the One Extraordinary Marriage Show.
Yes, I was doing that a lot. Haven't ridden one in a while. Anyway, I did one ride. It was 200 miles. And I remember bonking, like having nothing left in the tank. This ride was brutal. It was 200 miles, 18,000 vertical feet of climbing. The weather was absolutely hot for April here in California, Southern California. I remember bonking three times on that ride. What that means is I had nothing left in the tank, but I had to, and I felt like I needed to get back on. And so what I had to do was take some time. I had to refuel at those rest stops, get some liquids back in me, get some fuel back into me, and then start moving again. Mm. And for some of you, maybe just listening to an episode again or sharing it with your spouse again is that little bit of fuel they need right now because they've just gone a little low.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just picking up maybe an episode that you've been sort of like shying away from because we're talking about a topic that you know needs to be listened to and you need to hear that message. So it may be time to go get that little bit of fuel back in you to start going, all right, I can get back on.
Mm-hmm. So this last one comes in from a couple. It says, the One Extraordinary Marriage podcast has changed our lives. We came across your show and we were going through one of the most difficult seasons in our marriage. I believe God led us to your show to give us the resources and encouragement we needed. About 6 months ago, I discovered my husband had been addicted to porn for many years. I had no idea and I was devastated. I love my husband very much and thought we had a happy marriage. As the story unfolded, we both had been hurting and lonely, and the lack of sexual intimacy and communication had taken its toll. We have listened to your podcast every day and without even trying, set off on a 6-month sex challenge of our own.
Whoa.
We've only missed a few days here and there. Our marriage has completely changed, and we've been following your 6 pillars of intimacy, which has brought so much healing and forgiveness, and we are like newlyweds once again.
Mm.
So thank you. Thank you. Please keep doing what you do. You are a godsend. This one, I think so significant to me was the fact that so many of you found us because your marriage, you were going through something, right? You were in that place that you never expected on the day you said, I do. And suddenly, you know, life has taken a detour in your marriage that you never anticipated. And you go in search of what can I consume? What can I listen to? What's the information? And whether it was God led you there, a friend reached out and said, listen to this, or you literally did a search, like we said earlier in this episode, and you came across the One Extraordinary Marriage podcast, but you found it and you started listening. And one of the things that we have said for so long is that it's about one marriage.
Yep.
We do this show and have done this show and all of these episodes, I'm hoping I'm using all the right words so Tony can I just got the thumbs up. We've recorded all of these episodes because it's always, 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 always. And yes, I get to use that word as a marriage coach. You know, I don't let you guys use that word. But it's always been our mission to impact one marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been the one. And we never know. Tony and I never know the one. I mean, we're blessed on a show like this when we do a 700 show and we've received so many hugs to go, oh, there's one and there's one and there's one. But this is why we do what we do.
And I want to just put something in though. You guys also have come alongside us in the mission of impacting one marriage. And this episode is for you too, because you're the ones who share.
Mm-hmm.
You're the ones who go, I'm believing for a breakthrough for my sister. I'm believing for a breakthrough for my brother. I'm believing for a breakthrough for my mom and dad. I'm believing for my neighbor across the street or my dear friend across the country. Do know that you are the reason couples and marriages are having breakthroughs. And you may not have had yours yet. Or maybe you've had one and now you're in a place where you're like, oh, why are we dealing with this issue again or another issue? It's okay. We're all walking through them. We're all holding hands with our spouses and going, we're on the same team and we're going to get through this together. Mm-hmm. But do know that this episode is much more about you guys than Alisa and I. It just is. We're just so blessed that we get the opportunity to share them. And that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
This is our way of just sharing. And there are many more. You're going to hear many more of them as we go into episode, into the, you know, start going after 800 episodes. Praise God that we get there. You know, it's like already be praying into that one. It's
another 2 years. You guys hanging in there?
It's another 100 episodes. But thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being the true champions of marriage, because your voice, your text message, your email, that's what's making a difference to change lives and marriages.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. We are truly honored and blessed to have you part of the one family, a part of our family, a family that's going to move across the nation and the world to impact marriages, to see things change in a way that nobody ever thought possible, to see communities revitalized because people are like, you know what? Yeah, that was difficult, but I know this couple who's speaking and I can listen to them and hear their challenges. And yet I can hear other challenges that couples have gone through and the breakthrough that they've had. We can do this. So thank you. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. Oh, I can't say it enough. Thank you from Alisa and I, from the bottom of our hearts. We're truly honored and blessed.
Guys, it's almost like he's saying love you guys over and over and over again, but he's saying thank you this week.
I know. With that, love you guys.